Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com. Talking to you today with Mike Schulte, Executive Director, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. 2024 is upon us, Mike. Let's talk about some of the things that will be on your to-do list here at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission.
I think that we're going to still continue to work certainly on our export strategies with Mexico and South America. In November, we did have great successful crop quality tours where we presented to our millers and bakers in South America on the quality attributes of this crop. I think we were starting to see things move, and we'll continue to hopefully see things move into the export markets in those regions. We are getting more competitive in the marketplace as of today based on our price structures with FOB prices compared to Russian wheat. And so I think that that's going to, I have a lot of hope that we are going to see movement into those regions, as well as export markets. China has returned to the U.S. market. They've certainly bought a lot of soft red winter wheat in the month of December, which certainly has helped us. But we are actually working on soft red winter wheat lines at Oklahoma State University, hopefully that can be utilized in other parts of the United States. So I think that that might be a potential royalty stream for us at Oklahoma State University. And one of the things that we will be continuing to do is working on end-use quality functionalities for hard red winter wheat. But I think that we're probably going to see some trends where we're going to be doing work with blends of soft red winter wheat for utilization of this product in markets in South America that can certainly be utilized for cookies, crackers, and pasta lines. And then I think we do have some challenges on the research front. Moving forward with our wheat research programs at Oklahoma State University, there's going to be a push for initiatives on campus for a new research farm, a push for new greenhouses at Oklahoma State University. The last greenhouses were built in the early 50s. They had started that campaign in the mid-1940s. So it's really interesting when you go back into the Wheat Research Foundation archives before the commission was even set up, and we had agricultural producers that were seeing the need for advancement with our research programs in variety development at Oklahoma State University. We've been in those greenhouses since the early 50s, and it's certainly time that we make some transitions up there. So there is going to be a push for us to move into a building phase for that. I think that certainly it's remarkable what has been accomplished with our wheat research program at Oklahoma State University and variety development. I think it will only be more exciting to see what can happen when they actually have facilities that they can operate in that'll take us into the 21st century, both on the research side, but also allow them to work in facilities that will enable them to do things at a much greater capacity.
Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
And that's your farm news. Happy New Year. I'm Ron Hayes.